Second question, the question is, how can we do akarma practically in this world? See, akarma means karma that does not produce any reaction. Yes. And that reaction is produced not so much by action as by intention. It is not the action that we do. Yes, certain actions are bad. They are undesirable. But more important than the specific action is the intention underlying the action. So, Tatraivamsatikartaram Atmanam Kevalam Tuya Pashyatya Katabuddhitvan Nasa Pashyati Durmatihi. In the 18th chapter, 17th verse, Krishna says that when one thinks that I am the doer, Tatraivam Satikartaram Atmanam Kevalam Tuya, everything, I alone am the doer, then such a person is ignorance. But on the other hand, if one understands that I am not the doer, Hatvapi Saima Lokan Nakaroti Nahanyati. Krishna says, Arjuna, even if you kill, Arjuna is a warrior, he has to kill. He says, even if you kill, if you understand that you are not, if you don't act out of selfish intention, then you will not be bound. So, rather than as devotees, we don't have to constantly be worrying, oh, if I do this, what will be the karmic reaction? Oh, if I do this, what will be the karmic reaction? If I do this, what will be the karmic reaction? Yes, certain activities are comprise bad karma, we want to avoid them. But apart from that, in the normal course of life, we focus not so much on worrying about the reaction, we focus more on purifying the intention. I have to do a particular job, so let me do the job. But while doing that job, let me do it for Krishna. So how do I do it for Krishna? If I do sadhana regularly, if I chant my name, chant the names of Krishna, then our heart becomes connected with Krishna. When our heart is connected with Krishna, then whatever we do, we'll connect that with Krishna also. So, if you worry too much about karma and karmic reaction, you know, we can become paralyzed. Suppose, you know, somebody makes a joke in the class, and then you think, if I laugh, will it cause karma? So, we will not be able to live if we worry too much about karma. What we should focus on is not so much what will cause what reaction, but what is my intention. And by doing bhakti properly, by remembering Krishna, by chanting his holy names, our intention becomes purified. And with that pure intention, we naturally avoid activities which are going to bring bad reactions. But more important, whatever activities we do them with a pure intention. And then that itself is a karma. So by giving adequate time to directly connecting with Krishna, we will be able to make our whole life an akarma. Thank you. Yes, Sundari.